We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning in the bottom of Zayin Aleph, the two dots, three lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Yehuda, Habaydik, when someone comes to do Bedikas Chametz, Tzaruch Shiyavarech, he makes a bracha. May Mevarech, what bracha does he make? Rav Papa Amashmei the Rava, you make a bracha, Asher Kedishonu, B'mitzvoysa V'tzivonu, Leva'er Chametz. I'm going to destroy my Chametz. And then first we explain, Bedikas Chametz is part of the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. You first get it together, then you var it. This is part of Bir Chametz. And therefore we call Lashon Levar. But here, the point is that it's Lashon Haba. It's Lashon future. Levar Chametz. I'm going to Levar the Chametz. You're making a bracha before you stop Bedikas Chametz. Rav Papa Amashmei the Rava, I'll Bir Chametz. Make a bracha on destroying Chametz. So what's the machlekes? Everyone agrees that lavar is a good lashon. Why? Because it means lahaba. I'm going to mevar the chametz, which makes sense. The question is al bir chametz. Ki pligi ba al bir. Machlekes says the lashon al bir. Mar sava mikar mashma. One man diyama holds. It sounds like I'm saying I already destroyed the chametz, and it's not true. I'm just starting with the chametz now. So the can't say al bir chametz on the chametz that I destroyed because I didn't do that yet. That's why you can't use the lashon al bir chametz. Omar sava, el manehod la'abah ma'asmei kamin osav la'abah. Al bir chametz means the bir I'm going to do. So that's the machlokes. Al bir is mashma la'abah or mashma past or present or future. Meisvei, that's your kasha. The bracha that the moel makes by the mila when he's mal of someone's child, he says meisvei baruch asher kishonu b'tzoytu b'tzivonu al hamila. Says al hamila. That sounds like Lefidimad Yomar, that Al Hamila means past tense, we should make Lomel. Asher Kedem Tzvaro Lomel, to make a Mila. Al Hamila sounds past tense. It's a Kash on the Man Yomar, says Al Beer is no good. Here you can use Al Hamila. And for the Gemara, Hosam, Hechi Neima, you can't say anything else. Neima Lomel, that doesn't make sense. Asher Kedem Tzvaro Lomel, Hashem was Mitzava the Moil to make the Mila? No, it's the father's Chiyah. Loi Sagi Lav Iumal. It's not his chiyuv, so you can't say lomol. He has to say al hamila, which means al mila. So, for example, Avi Aben Ma'ik Meimu, but Avi Aben, he should be able to take lomol because by him, it's his child. He's mechuyev. So, Marz says, "Echanami, maybe if the Avi Aben does mila, he should say lomol." Now, just to speak out a top tais is very important. That the Gemara had a kasha that al hamila, if it means past tense, how do you make al hamila? So, Marz answers because I can't say lomol. Well, so what? If I can't say lomol, so I say another wrong thing. Al hamila is wrong. Zak Tai says, even if Mandi Amo argues Al Hamila, he holds Al Hamila could mean that, you know, but Shas Adchak. Just the Leva'er is better. But here you have no choice, they say Al Hamila. That's Tai speaks out. Meisvei, not a similar question. You say when you make a shechita, when you shech the animal in order to eat it, it says, you say the bracha like this. Baruch Hashem Kedishonu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivonu Al HaShechita. And same question, you before the shechita, how you make Al HaShechita? My answer is Hasanami, Hechinem, what do you say? Name a Lishchait. It's not the Sheikhit doesn't have a Chiv to Shecht. Loy Sigit Sagit Lavi Sheikhit, he's not a Chiv to Shecht. So that's why he can't say Lishchait, he says Al Shchita. Right tomorrow, Pesach for Kachim, where it's the Chiv and the Bayam to Shecht, you just make the Kain a Shliach, so there you say Lishchait. Maiklemema, Echinami, maybe Echinami you say Lishchait by Pesach for Kachim, where it's your Chiv to Shecht. Meisvei ha'oisa lulav la'atzmai. When someone makes an agad on a lulav, even erev yontif. This is according to the dina de Gemara. You make even erev yontif shechianu. Ha'oisa lulav la'atzmai. When you're making your lulav, you're putting together your lulav, you're tying it up, tying it with dasim and aravas onto your lulav. You make a bracha. Mevarach shechianu v'kimonu v'gionos ma'azeh. Make a bracha of shechianu. On Sukkot, not lotus, but you take it to be shake the lulav. Oyma ashek l'shanu b'mitzoyisav v'tzivanu al natilas lulav. Well, same question. You weren't yotz yet. Why is saying al natilas lulav? You say lito lulav. And here it's a mitzvah on you. Here you don't have the same terrors before. You say lito lulav. And for the Gemara, shani hasam the beidna the agba on nafik bay. When you pick it up already, you yotz. That's the Gemara saying around. You pick it up already, yotz. If you yotz already, so you can say al natilas lulav, which means past tense. Ah, you're going to ask me. So how do you make a bracha after the mitzvah? Even though it's past tense, so Taisus answers the Mariyuk Taisus Beidna. He says, "Va'imari, the Avak of the Nafak. You know, you yaitz already. I cut the Oisik of Mitzvah. So Tzarich Lenanea Bekriyas Hal. Ninuim by Hal is part of the Mitzvah. A person shouldn't take it lightly. His mom is part of the Mitzvah, and therefore you're gonna make the bracha for that.
I know that's
the Bimaskana. Yeah, Echanami. Now Taisus will speak that. I'll speak out Taisus soon. So the Shani Hasad, the Agba Nafak Bay, and therefore you're saying Al Natilas Lulav Taka past tense. Frank the Gemara, if that's true, Elosh and Yachi lost his ball, Yotza Baim Abayalech. Say he was Yotza already. So Marayachanami, really, it should have said Lotzisba, that he was Yotzaba already. But we want to just contrast to the Seifa of that Braisa. Mishnah Mekabayla, Mr. Seifa, Leishiv Vesukkah, Tana Reishanami Lotzisba. Since the, is by Sukkah, that definitely means you're not Yotza Sukkah. You make the bracha before I go into the Sukkah. Before I sit down in the Sukkah, before I'm Yotza the Mitzvah Sukkah. Tana Reishanami Lotzisba Sukkah, the Tani Seifa, or you say Sukkah La'atzmai. When you build your Sukkah before Sukkah is Omar Barachat Hashem, Shech Yonu, Kimonu, Yonu, Yonu, you're going to sit in the sukkah, and only when you sit down and you make a kviyas to Aryachayev in the mitzvah sukkah, then you make Baruch Hashem Kachonim Zitvon Leishav Sukkah. So, Lemaisa, and there you say Leishav, you don't say Al. There's an Al. What? You can make a letter, yeah.
Oh, and then maybe you should say Al Yeshiva Sukkah.
No, no, because it's still a mitzvah afterwards. It's still every minute in our mitzvah, so you still can Leishav Sukkah Lachar. So, Akapanim. So it's agav that. But what we see over here is, Morris got out of this and said that there's a way to answer it. And really, you were yoitza already. And lotzis mashma, you're going to be yoitza. And lemaisa, Tosfos has to speak out. So what's the case, Taka, if you're going to say like the Olamandi Amma, it's the Pashup Shat, lotzis ba, I mean, I pick it up the lotzis ba, I when you pick it up, you yoitza. So Tosfos says three mahalchim. Tosfos says either you turn it over, not derech gedula, it's one of mahalach. Or you take it and you have mine not to be yaitzeva. Or Taisa says that you're going to be menat of a halal also would help maybe. That's the Pshat in Taisa. But the two Pshat that we know is you turn it over or you have das not to be yaitzeva. That's two things brought down in halacha that that's what you should do. Ba'akapanim, what's the gavet of bracha of bir chametz? The hilchasa al bir chametz. The mindset of Paskin, the bracha is al bir chametz, because it's also mashma lahava, and that's why by mila, even if the father does the mila, he doesn't say lamal, he says al hamila, and he says shchita al shchita, because the mindset of Paskin, al bir chametz is good enough. Now, what's pshat, why we taka don't say levar, not al bir? If levar l'kuyam is good, okay, good al is good, why is levar is better? Why do levar? So the Ran has a few pshatim. One of the pshatim of the Ran is, you want to show your Talmud Chacham. If you say levar, is this going to go to kunz? You want to show, I know the Gemara and Dav Zayin of Eitz, al bir chametz. It's one of pshatim. There's another pshat in the Ran that has a big arichas, and Tosfos is meramis to it, in different masks of Hilchasa, that it could be, there's al, you always say al, by something that you could do either shliach. Masha'in can li haniach tefillin, and something only I could do, then you make li haniach. The problem is that there's a kashas on this cloud. But that's the Ran's cloud. It says anything I can do with a shliach is al. Anything I do myself, li sati batitzis, li haniach tefillin, that is li. And that's the Ran says, the kashas is al spheres oimer, that you can't do with a shliach, it's one of the kashas, and there's other kashas to this question. Ayin Shom, it's a huge arich, it's the Ran, it's not for a dafei mishir. I wouldn't say it's not the Malkum, it is the Malkum, but it's not for Davi Mishir. Okay. Zokta Gemara Vayit. The Kuli Alma, Mia Mikara Bina Lebruchi. Everyone agrees that you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. No, and how do you know that? Zokta Gemara, the Amar Yehuda Mashmuel. It's a famous member of Yehuda Mashmuel. Says, Kol HaMitzvahs, all mitzvahs, Mevarach Aleihem, Oyvel Asiyasam. You make the bracha before the Asiyah. And the Gemara is interested in this lashon, Oyvel Asiyasam. Say, Koydim Asiyasam. What's Oyvel? My mash, but I over lust like dumihu. How do you know what an over means before? Amar Nachman Yisrael Damakra. The pasuk says when Achimatz went to tell David HaMelech that Avshalom was killed. It says Vayar Achimatz Derech Akikar Vayavar is a Kushi. He passed by the Kushi. It means he went in front of the Kushi. So you see, lashon Vayavar means he was makdim the Kushi. Another pasuk. Bring two more pasukim. This pasuk. It's a pasuk in Parashas Vayishlach. It says, "V'u'avar lefneim." Yaakov Avinu went in front of his whole present, in front of Esav. V'yishtachu arta sheva pa'amim. So it says, "Avar lefneim went in front." V'bayisem v'hacha. Pasuk on Mashiach. V'yava malchum lefneim v'Hashem b'roisham. Mashiach is to go in front of Klal Yisrael. V'Hashem b'roisham. You see, v'yava means going in front. So oivas yosa means before the mitzvah you make a bracha. Zokta Gemara by Rav Amri that is exception to this rule. Chutz min atvila v'shoifer, and we'll see shoifer doesn't stick. But chutz min atvila v'shoifer, did he make a bracha after the mitzvah? What's the pshat? The Gemara explains. Bishlam atvila that kati gav lechazi. So it's mechagas Rashi and Tosfos what we mean. Rashi learns tvila means tvila of a balkeri. The tvila Ezra was masakin that a balkeri can't learn, can't daven. So therefore he has to be tovel. So if he's tovel, he's before his tvila, he's not ready to make a bracha. Therefore he has to be tovel first, and then makes a bracha. But Taisvis argues in the Akkus Taisvis holds that Valkyrie could make a bracha. And say someone at Tfilah is Ger. A Ger, for his Taival, he's a guy. Can't make a bracha. So you first Taival, they make a bracha afterwards. And when it comes to Tfilah's Noshim, that's the Shaila. Really, it comes out in this Machoy, because a Noshim is allowed to make a bracha when they're Tamei. So the Tfilah, really, the bracha could be before the Tfilah, really. But still, since we're not Mechalik in Tfilah, it's nicer to make a bracha afterwards, like a Tfilah's Ger. But after, yeah, but really the Yotzer Tefillah already. But Etzem, they finished the mitzvah already, better than the first one. Do afterwards the extra credit. Ve'irav Amri Chutz Min Tefillah. That is God. The Yehuda says that Pshat is because they'll be kaidim thing also. But the must be on it. They'll chayy Yotzer Mitzvah already. Not doing anything. It's a good kasha. Ve'irav Amri Chutz Min Tefillah V'Shayper. Bishlo Min Tefillah Kati Gav Lechaz. We understand why you make a bracha when you're tovel in a mikvah. You make a bracha afterwards because you're not chazi let. If you taisus you ager, if you rashi you balkari. Ela Shayper my time. Why do you make a bracha afterwards? Maybe you're not going to do a good tekiah. You might not do a good shechita amila. So did you make a bracha before? Elam chista, you're right. It's a mistake. Shofar is not the thing. They didn't mean shofar. Chutz min atfila bevad itman. The only thing you gerus is chutz min atfila. Taina b'hachi, tava, yetoivel, v'ola, and you come off, b'ali osa, when you come out, b'omeh avarach, asher k'deshonu, b'mitzvah yisav, b'tzvona atfila. You say the bracha atfila after you come out, and not before you go in. That's the only mitzvah where you make the bracha afterwards, not before. When you go back to what it says in our Mishnah, that or la'ab osa, y'baitkim, la'or haner. You make a bedika with a ner. Now, what's the makar that you use a ner? So the Gemara will say the makar is from Sukkim. Even though it's only Darabon and Degadin, we'll bring a raya from Sukkim. But not an Emili. How do we know? Omer Rav Chista, and even more, before, Rashi told us before, that really, that the Or HaNer, it works the best. It shines very good at night. So there's a Svar also. We want to find a remez from the Pasuk. Menon Emili, Omer Rav Chista, Lamanu Metzia V'Metzia. These are Losh Shainers of Sukkim, Metzia V'Metzia, Metzia Mechipas, Mechipas Mechipas, Mechipas Meneris, Meneris Meneris. What are these psukim we're talking about? Metzia, metzia. Ksiv hachat says in the pasuk here, shivas yom se'ar lo yimotzei v'teichem. It's a lotion yimotzei, but it comes to chametz. Ksiv hasam, and says nacha pasuk. This pasuk is talking about when Yosef sent his cup back with the shvatim, and they ran after them and said, hey, you stole the goblet. Ve'chapes v'godol, heichil l'katan kala, v'yimtza. He lotion yimtza and chippus. So you see, Metzia, 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 Mechipos Didei. And in the Pasuk it says Chipos. Now the Marsha asks, you could have brought the Pasuk in this week's Parasha, when it says that Lavan ran after Yaakov Avinu, and he said, you stole my trophim. And it says there, Vayechapes. And it says he went to look. So the Ha'ara is, that why didn't, that's the Marsha's Ha'ara, why didn't you bring this Pasuk of Vayechapes that says over here, and he says that Pasuk is by Pesukos Shver. There is a pshat, and it says here, "Vaytemal aviya al yichah ve'ina adoyni ki loy uchal lokum apnechik." There are lashim li vayechapes loy motzah es atrofim. That's lashim in the pasuk. This week's parashah vayetze. So why do you bring the pasuk? The parashas miketz be the pasuk here. So Masha says what he says, but the Chavina Rav said a kashmak at teretz. Says when we look for chametz, it says aderech drosh avada. We put out 10 pieces of chametz. That's called chippus. We know we put it there. So his Torah says, yeah, if you look at the pasuk by Vayetze, that you don't see Vayechapes means you know about it. But what's the story there when they ran after the Shvatim? They knew, they put it there. They knew it was there. Still, it's called Vayechapes. That's the pshat we bring it over here. It's a shmak of pshat. Matza Vayechapes today. So that's the first pasuk that we have Metzia Bal Yimotze, and we have pasuk.
Because my problem is Vayechapes,
and he didn't find it. He wanted to find it. That's fine. Very good. So you see now, so far you have the word metzia with chippus. V'chippus meneri said the pasuk by neri. It says at that time I'm going to look v'shalayim for the chatoim beneris with fires with the ner. So you see loshem v'chippus with ner. And another pasuk they see v'chippus with ner. Ner is meneri. The chsiv ner Hashem nishvas adam chayfis kol chardei batan. So you see also ner Hashem nishvas adam chayfis kol batan. You see again loshem ner. With chayfis, Tana Rebbe Shmuel. We'll see why we need a pasuk in a second. Tana Rebbe Shmuel, the same exact pasuk. Leil Yudal Beitim Chametz Arhaner on the night of 14th of Nisan, you check for chametz with an arhaner with a candle. Av b'shein raya l'dava zeichel dava. Shnevar. If it was a raya, it's a zeichel dava. Like Rashi speaks out, because it comes from pesukim in Nachosah. Shnevar. Shivas yom asoli imatzei. Ba'oyim bechapas v'gadol heichel v'katan kala. So you see the lashon yimtza and lashon vichapes, because the pasuk ends off with a katan kala, and it says the also lashon vayimtza. Va'imer beisi yichapes shlaim b'neiros. Va'imer ner Hashem nishvul chayfes. So for the Gemara, my va'imer, why do we need this another pasuk ner Hashem? Our answer is because like this from the first pasuk beisahi v'chidei mahay beisi kulahu the kamarach mana. The Torah is saying a kula. I didn't want to check your shlaim after the chatayim with this huge torch. The nafas dura tuva, it's too light, I'm going to see too much. Elben hara the shrag of the zutana hara tvei. The other rabbis dak, you can only find a big chait, but obviously you can find a small chait. So maybe it's a kula. Don't make a raya arha ner is better. There it's a kula while using arha ner. So Tashma, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, and tell us that there was Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, there's not, we're looking for various there's Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, we see Ner Hashaychas Techipos, and that's the Makar, why when we dig as Chametz, we use the Or HaNer.